following is a reading of the Mueller Report, pages 110 to 114.
5, June 9, 2016, meeting at Trump Tower.
On June 9, 2016, senior representatives of the Trump campaign met in Trump Tower with a Russian attorney expecting to receive derogatory information about Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. The meeting was proposed by Donald Trump Jr. in an email from Robert Goldstone at the request of then-client Emin Agalarov, the son of Russian real estate developer Aras Agalarov. Goldstone relayed to Trump Jr. that the, quote,
Crown Prosecutor of Russia offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia as part of its government support for Mr. Trump.
Trump Jr. immediately responded that, if that's what you say, I love it, and arranged the meeting through a series of emails and telephone calls. Trump Jr. invited campaign chairman Paul Manafort and senior advisor Jared Kushner to attend the meeting, and both attended. Members of the campaign discussed the meeting before it occurred, and Michael Cohen recalled that Trump Jr. may have told candidate Trump about an upcoming meeting to receive adverse information about Clinton without linking the meeting to Russia. According to written answers submitted by President Trump, he has no recollection of learning of the meeting at the time, and the office found no documentary evidence showing that he was made aware of the meeting or its Russian connection before it occurred. The Russian attorney who spoke at the meeting, Natalia Vetsonskaya, had previously worked for the Russian government and maintained a relationship with the government throughout this period of time. She claimed that funds derived from illegal activities in Russia were provided to Hillary Clinton and other Democrats. Trump Jr. requested evidence to support those claims, but Vetsonskaya did not provide such information. She and her associates then turned to a critique of the origins of the Magnitsky Act, a 2012 statute that imposed financial and travel sanctions on Russian officials, and that resulted in a retaliatory ban on adoptions of Russian children. Trump Jr. suggested that the issue could be revisited when and if candidate Trump was elected. After the election, Vetsonskaya made additional efforts to follow up on the meeting, but the Trump transition team did not engage.
A. Setting up the June 9 meeting. A1. Outreach to Donald Trump Jr.
Aras Agalarov is a Russian real estate developer with ties to Putin and other members of the Russian government, including Russia's Prosecutor General, Yuri Chitka. Aras Agalarov is the president of the Caracas Group, a Russian enterprise that holds substantial Russian government construction contracts and that, as disclosed above, Volume 1, Section 4A1, worked with Trump in connection with the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow and a potential Trump-Moscow real estate project. The relationship continued over time as the parties pursued the Trump-Moscow project in 2013 and 2014 and exchanged gifts and letters in 2016. For example, on April 2016, Trump responded to a letter from Aras Agalarov with a handwritten note. Aras Agalarov expressed interest in Trump's campaign, passed on congratulations for winning in the primary, and, according to one email drafted by Goldstone,
an offer of his support and that of many of his important Russian friends and colleagues, especially with reference to U.S.-Russian relations.
On June 3, 2016, Emin Agalarov called Goldstone, Emin's then publicist. Goldstone is a music and events promoter who represented Emin Agalarov from approximately late 2012 until late 2016. While representing Emin Agalarov, Goldstein facilitated an ongoing contact between the Trumps and the Agalarovs, including an invitation that Trump sent to Putin to attend the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow. Statements redacted. Goldstone understood, statement redacted, a Russian political connection, and Emin Agalarov indicated that the attorney was a prosecutor. Goldstone recalled that the information that might interest the Trumps involved Hillary Clinton, statement redacted. The statement redacted, mentioned by Emin Agalarov, was Natalia Vetsonskaya.
Footnote 676. In December 2018, a grand jury in the Southern District of New York returned an indictment charging Vetsonskaya with obstructing the Prevezon litigation discussed in the text above. See indictment United States v. Natalia Vladimirovna Vetsonskaya. The indictment alleges, among other things, that Vetselnitskaya lied to the district court about her relationship to the Russian Prosecutor General's office and her involvement in responding to a U.S. document request sent to the Russian government.
From approximately 1998 to 2001, Vetselnitskaya worked as a prosecutor for the Central Administrative District of the Russian Prosecutor's Office, footnote 677, redacted, and she continued to perform government-related work and maintain ties to the Russian government following her departure.
Footnote 678, testimony of Natalia Vetselnitskaya before the Senate Committee on Judiciary, November 20, 2017, at 33. Keir Simmons and Rachel Elbaum, Russian lawyer Vetselnitskaya, says she didn't give Trump Jr. info on Clinton, NBC News, July 11, 2017. Maria Tetskova and Jack Snubbs, Moscow lawyer who met Trump Jr., had Russian spy agency as client, Reuters, July 21, 2017. Andrew E. Kramer and Sharon LaFanere, lawyer who was said to have dirt on Clinton, had closer ties to Kremlin than she let on. New York Times, April 27, 2018.
She lobbied and testified about the Magnitsky Act, which imposed financial sanctions and travel restrictions on Russian officials and which was named for a Russian tax specialist who exposed a fraud and later died in a Russian prison.
Footnote 679. Sergei Magnitsky was a Russian tax specialist who worked for William Browder, a former investment fund manager in Russia. Browder hired Magnitsky to investigate tax fraud by Russian officials, and Magnitsky was charged with helping Browder embezzle money. After Magnitsky died in a Russian prison, Browder lobbied Congress to pass the Magnitsky Act. See example Andrew E. Kramer, Turning Tables in Magnitsky Case. Russia accuses nemesis of murder, New York Times, October 22, 2017. Testimony of Natalia Vetselnitskaya before the Senate Committee on Judiciary, November 20, 2017. Exhibits at 1-4, Rosie Gray, Bill Browder's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee, The Atlantic, July 25, 2017.
Putin called the statue a purely political unfriendly act, and Russia responded by barring a list of current and former U.S. officials from entering Russia and by halting the adoption of Russian children by U.S. citizens.
Footnote 680. Ellen Barry, Russia bars 18 Americans after sanctions by U.S., New York Times, April 13, 2013. Tom Porter, supporters of the Magnitsky Act, claim they've been targets of Russian assassin and kidnapping bids. Newsweek, July 16, 2017.
Vetselnitskaya performed legal work for Denis Katsiev, the son of Russian businessman Peter Katsiev, and for his company Prevazon Holdings Ltd., which was a defendant in a civil forfeiture action alleging the laundering of proceeds from the fraud exposed by Magnitsky.
Footnote 682. See Vetselnitskaya, DECL, United States v. Prevazon Holdings Limited. See Prevazon Holdings Second Amended Complaint. Prevazon Holdings Mem and Order. Prevazon Holdings Deposition of Oleg Lurie.
She also appears to have been involved in the April 2016 approach of the U.S. Congressional delegation in Moscow offering, quote, confidential information from the Prosecutor General of Russia about interactions between certain political forces in our two countries.
Footnote 683. C. Gribben, 83117, 302 at 1-2 and 1A. Undated one-page document given to congressional delegation. The Russian Prosecutor General is an official with broad national responsibilities in the Russian legal system. See Federal Law on the Prosecutor's Office of the Russian Federation, 1992, amended 2004.
Shortly after his June 3rd call with Emin Agalarov, Goldstone emailed Trump Jr. The email stated,
"Good morning. Emin just called and asked me to contact you with something very interesting. The Crown Prosecutor of Russia met with his father, Aras, this morning, and in their meeting, offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to you later. This is obviously very high-level and sensitive information, but is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump, helped along by Aras and Emin. What do you think is the best way to handle this information, and would you be able to speak to Emin about it directly? I can also send this info to your father via Rona, but it's ultra-sensitive, so wanted to send it to you first. Best, Rob Goldstone.
Within minutes of this email, Trump Jr. responded, emailing back,
"Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. I am on the road at the moment, but perhaps I just speak to Emin first. Seems we have some time, and if it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer. Could we do a call first thing next week when I'm back?"
Goldstone conveyed Trump Jr.'s interest to Emin Agalarov, emailing that Trump Jr. wants to speak personally on the issue. On June 6, 2016, Emin Agalarov asked Goldstone if there was any news, and Goldstone explained that Trump Jr. was likely still traveling for the final elections, where Trump will be crowned as the official nominee. On the same day, Goldstone again emailed Trump Jr. and asked when Trump Jr. was free to talk with Emin about the Hillary info. Trump Jr. asked if they could speak now, and Goldstone arranged a call between Trump Jr. and Emin Agalarov. On June 6th and June 7th, Trump Jr. and Emin Agalarov had multiple brief calls. Also on June 6, 2016, Aras Agalarov called Ike Kvelders and asked him to attend the meeting in New York with the Trump Organization. Kvelders is a Georgian-born, naturalized U.S. citizen who worked in the United States for the Caracas Group and reported to Aras Agalarov. Kvelders told the office that in a second phone call on June 6, 2016, Aras Agalarov asked Kvelders if he knew anything about the Meninsky Act, and Aras sent him a short synopsis for the meeting and Veselnitskaya's business card. According to Kvelders, Aras Agalarov said the purpose of the meeting was to discuss the Meninsky Act, and he asked Kvelders to translate.
A2, awareness of the meeting within the campaign.
On June 7th, Goldstone emailed Trump Jr. and said that, quote,
"Emin asked that I schedule a meeting with you and the Russian government attorney who was flying over from Moscow."
Trump Jr. replied that Manafort, identified as the campaign boss, Jared Kushner, and Trump Jr. would likely attend. Goldstone was surprised to learn that Trump Jr., Manafort, and Kushner would attend. Kvelders, statement redacted, puzzled by the list of attendees and that he checked with one of Emin Agalarov's assistants, Roman Benyaminov, who said that the purpose of the meeting was for Veselnitskaya to convey negative information on Hillary Clinton. Benyaminov, however, stated that he did not recall having known to said that. And there you have readings from the Mueller Report, pages 110 to 114. There's plenty more information available, and I encourage you to check it out on your own. Thanks to Diane Andronica for reading all the footnotes and quotes. Percussion track provided by Chicago, Leo D'Angelia, and Moortown Maroons, although they were unaware of its use. I am Chuck Urazina. Thanks for listening.